Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. North Coast Assemblyman Wes Chesbro introduced a bill last year that would have provided state funding for the repair of the Crescent City Harbor after it was heavily damaged by a tsunami following the Japanese earthquake. The bill was approved by the legislature but vetoed by Governor Jerry Brown. Today, Chesbro announced that the Assembly Budget Subcommittee approved a budget proposal to make more than $8 million in loans available to small craft harbors, including Crescent City. Chesbro said in a statement that the tsunami struck Crescent City at a time when local governments were already financially strapped and that the loan would help close the funding gap to start the rebuilding process. The loans will be available through the State Harbors and Watercraft Revolving Fund, although it's still unclear how much money Crescent City is eligible to borrow. The proposal must still be approved by the full legislature and signed by the governor before it becomes effective. The scheduled test of the tsunami alert system took place today, and despite some glitches, the test was considered a success. Troy Nicolini of the National Weather Service said the signal went out successfully from his office and that sirens located up and down the coast did sound the alarm, except for the siren located in Orrick. That siren is in between two transmitters, and engineers are still working out why the signal was not received. You may also have heard a voice from the sky. That's because aircraft flying overhead were also broadcasting the tsunami alert, another way that authorities can use to notify the public of an impending wave. Nicolini went on to say that any glitches or problems with the system will now be studied and fixed, and that's the reason for the test in the first place. A series of storms have made their way through the area, and despite heavy rainfall, county roads have held up pretty well, according to Director of Public Works Tom Mattson.
We survived. You know, we've got some low-lying roads that generally flood, and they are at this time of year. Coffee Creek, Port Canyon out in the Ferndale area. But other than that, we've got no major damage.
The Weather Service expects more heavy rain for tomorrow and Friday, and local rivers are expected to rise to the monitor stage, as is already happening with the Eel River, according to Mattson.
The Eel River is running very, very high, so we've had to pull our ferry service to McCann for the day, as there is a lot of debris coming down the river.
You can expect flooding along small creeks and streams and in low-lying areas or in areas with poor drainage. If you have to travel, make sure to check the Caltrans website for road closures or alerts. And the California Highway Patrol is investigating a single-vehicle collision that left a Fortuna man dead yesterday. 38-year-old Jesus Galindo was driving westbound on Highway 36 when he lost control of his vehicle, left the roadway, and smashed into a power pole. The impact killed Galindo immediately, but his two children, a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old, were still in the car when other drivers stopped to help. Good Samaritans were able to pull both children from the wreckage after a fire had started, and both children were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Weather conditions may have played a role in the crash, although impairment is not considered a cause. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol and the State Office of Traffic Safety announced today that the month of April will see the launch of an awareness campaign highlighting distracted driving. Beginning April 1st, the CHP and local law enforcement agencies will focus on distracted driving, particularly the use of cell phones by drivers, in an effort to make the roads safer. The state will also launch a media and ad campaign to remind drivers that using a handheld cell phone behind the wheel is against the law. The County Administrative Office will hold the final of 4 community budget forums tonight in McKinleyville. The forum will be held from 6:30 until 8:30 at the McKinleyville Middle School All-Purpose Room. The meeting will provide a chance for the public to learn about the Board of Supervisors' priorities for the upcoming fiscal year budget, as well as to provide information on how the county budget works. County staff will be on hand to answer questions and solicit feedback from the public, feedback that will then be forwarded to the Board of Supervisors as they work on that next year's budget. and the Federal Department of Education has named Humboldt State's Service Learning Center and the school's Youth Educational Services Program to the President's Higher Education Community Service Honor Roll. The award recognizes the more than 1,400 HSU students who participate in the programs that assist the local community with food, programs, housing, and education. Humboldt State students contributed more than 73,000 hours of community service alone in the past year, and students from the YES program will assist the cleanup of the old Jefferson School site on March 30th. And that's your North Coast News on this Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.